This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's coming up on 50 years since President Nixon declared war on cancer. The battle continues, of course, and many observers think UAB is well positioned to lead a new front, precision medicine. That's the subject of the cover article in today's Birmingham Business Journal. Editor Ty West joins me now to talk more about it. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this. What is precision medicine?
In terms of cancer care, this is really a very precise form of medicine that depends on a lot on the human genome and the sequencing that's happened in recent years. It basically allows you to develop a personalized plan of care based on a person or a patient's DNA. And this is an area that has grown exponentially really over the past 5 or 6 years. And it is an area that many believe is going to be the next frontier in medicine overall, but particularly in terms of cancer care.
Why is it that leaders at UAB think that this school is in a good position to capitalize on this emerging technology?
Well, there's a few reasons for that. One, they've already kind of been at the forefront. They've made some strategic hires. If you look back over the past five or six years, they've hired some leading experts in precision medicine and genomic medicine. So that's one reason. I think if you look at Alabama also and just our kind of health situation here in the state, experts have told us over the years that also creates some opportunities for some interesting clinical trials. A lot of groundbreaking cancer research can be done, and that's unfortunate for our community that we're faced with some of those chronic health challenges, but it does create opportunities really to change the world here in Birmingham.
So for UAB, what do they intend to do?
Like I said, they've been making a lot of investments over the past years, but they really want to ramp that up. So they've recently been going to local governments, Jefferson County Commission, and I know they're approaching the city of Birmingham as well. They want to do a $70 million genomic medicine building that would be a wholesale renovation of an existing building. They're approaching this like an economic development project, not like another building at UAB's campus. They believe with a facility like this that could be kind of a leading global facility, it'll make it easier to recruit researchers here. And every one of those researchers is kind of like a small business. They have staffs. They have million-dollar budgets that are coming in. That's bringing money into this community. But perhaps more importantly, it's creating an opportunity to create more jobs down the road in terms of commercialization, in terms of spinning off some startups. Genomic medicine, many believe, is an area where you can win at that. And they believe Birmingham can win at that as well because of the groundwork that's been laid so far and our unique kind of position as a community.
So we have those plans for, I believe it's a $70 million building. And we also have the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center that already is in existence. They announced a new director this week, Dr. Barry Sleckman. What's expected with him in this area?
He's done some groundbreaking research of his own that focuses on DNA and focuses on some of the foundational aspects for precision medicine and for genomic medicine. So I think that's probably a strategic hire on their part and just kind of shows that they're serious about this. His big thing is impact. He wants to find ways to, I guess, strategically structure UAB and the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center to really leverage the talent we have here, but also attract new talent in, find logical ways that precision medicine, genomic medicine can work with the areas of expertise that O'Neill already has. He thinks UAB has a rare opportunity to kind of leverage the expertise that's there and really take it to the next level.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot.
And we should also note UAB does hold WBHM's broadcast license, but WBHM's news and business departments operate independently.